We're joined in the media center by our current number one qualifier in Top Fuel, Mike Salinas, 3.756 at 321.04 miles per hour. Mike, talk about, you know, coming out here, U.S. Nationals, first run on a Friday night, front of the grandstands and put down that number. Well, is that something you guys were happy with?
Actually, yeah. We actually thought it would run faster. We broke a blower belt probably at 800 feet, so it should have ran a lot better. We were actually expecting a 72. So my first U.S. Nationals, first time racing here, be honest with you, it's awesome. I'm like a little kid in a candy store. It's like, wow, this is like the real deal. And, you know, we back in the Fremont days when I was a kid hanging out there, coming out here, we only dreamt of this stuff. So I'm just lucky enough to come out and do it. You know, it's kind of, it's really awesome, really good. And to compete with these guys are the best. And to be honest with you, we've been planning on this, working on it, working with Alan and working with Doug Cook and everybody on the team. And they're doing a great job, and we have a plan. So, and it's actually coming together, and it's kind of scary because it's working, especially at Nitro. And, you know, I mean, look, there's these guys tomorrow. Everybody's going to. This is the race. This is what I love about what we're doing. This is the race to throw down everything. And then from here on in, there is nobody better than anybody else. They all run good. I mean, you could be number one qualifier, and number 16 is going to take you out because there is not one car that you take lightly over here. I don't care who it is. So it's kind of really cool.
Hey, obviously coming here with the real tight point situation, how important are those 4 points that you just picked up?
We had a talk about this. Our plan this weekend is don't make any mistakes. We've done that all through the year. Now it's time to learn and do what we've to not make mistakes here and make this thing run good, smooth, clean runs. I think we have a 74 car in the heat, and it'll run pretty smooth. It'll run pretty clean. That blower belt coming off, I felt it, and it. I'm like, wow, this thing's still moving. But we ran some really good numbers on our deal to the, you know, half track and all that. So we're happy. We know the car will run, and it'll be good.
You know, you said at the beginning of the year, we're coming, and we're not messing around.
I'm a pretty serious person about what we're doing. Our whole game plan here, hire Alan Johnson, assemble a good crew. We struggled with crew members. Now we have full-time guys, great parts. Great tuning by Doug Cook, and to be totally honest with you, not being arrogant about what we're doing, this car can run faster, and we know it can. So, and that's our plan. I ran a half track here. We ran a 386 and testing, and we shut it off. And so our numbers were really good. So we were really excited about coming in. I literally expected to run a 72 or 73 on that run, and not being arrogant, just being confident of what we've achieved. Alan has some really good numbers for us, and the tune-ups and everything he's doing. So it's been really nice.
Did you have the sense that you were making real progress before Bristol, or what did you think that you were really getting?
Well, at Bristol, we were still figuring out problems on our chassis. But what we did do is every time we made a mistake, we never made that mistake again. So we have a list of all the beginning of the year, from crossing lanes to blowing up motors. To everything else we're doing, the least mistakes we make, the better we're going to be. And a lot of it had to do with our method of how we do it. So now we're very meticulous on how we process of what we do and how we do it. You know, Billy Torrance, Steve Torrance, those are the guys to chase, and they're amazing, and that's what we're basically running after, because Steve's the guy. And those are the cars that are consistent and really good. Like Billy Torrance comes out, I love that guy. He comes out and he kicks everybody's butt on a part-time deal. I want to be Billy. And I told him that last week. I'm going, you got to take a picture with me, man. You're my hero because I'm back because of you. And so they're really good. Really good people. And he's so relaxed about coming out and just, he goes, I just come out, whip on these guys, and go home. It's so cool. Yeah, it's nice. But we're really happy to be here. I can't thank everybody enough. You know, like, honestly, I think this won't hold. I think tomorrow these guys are going to do, I think they're going to do some stuff, because we are. We know what we can do. We know the track's going to be a certain temperature. We're going to try to do a better run than that. Like, in Monday morning when we go race, these guys are going to throw down, and hot weather, everything, they're going to probably be in what we're running now. You know, I'll be surprised if this holds, to be honest with you. I'm very confident these guys, they're the best in the world, and they're amazing to watch, all of these guys. So to get to play with them, it's actually really cool.
Do you
Yeah, it's really nice.
Sitting where you are now, is it good or bad that there are going to be four more qualifying sessions?
Well, we figured like this. If we can do what we're doing on points and try to, we needed to do this on points. And the myth of Ellen Johnson coming alive at the U.S. Nationals, I'm getting to feel it, and it's awesome. Yeah, because I've never been able to, I hired him to teach me how to win, and that's exactly what we're going to go try to do. Yeah.
Anyone else? Perfect. Great. Thank you much, Mike.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you.